This is Ron Moss Ministries. I was at work today and got a phone call that asked had I heard the news. And of course, there's so much news. I wanted to know exactly what this particular news was. And then I was told that last night in Anderson County, a young 16-year-old girl was fatally shot in the head and died. Apparently she was in a car and some people shot in the car, a person shot in the car and hit her, the bullet hit her in the head and fatally killed her. Of course I'm, you know, thinking immediately to myself, here we are, you know, all these marches. All these peaceful marches, all this looting, all these things that have taken place over the last 4 to 5 days. People angry about police brutality. People angry about folk not treating people right, not treating people fairly. People angry for equal justice, equal rights. People angry because for 9 minutes, this police officer had his knee on this brother's neck. People angry, wanting all the other officers, the other three officers or three officers to be charged. Then we reflected back on others who had died in police custody, who died in the arms of police officers. But, and there's a but what are we doing when we kill each other? Can somebody help me here? I mean, you know, I know I get upset too. I get angry too when I find out that a cop is not doing what he has been trained to do and what the law requires him to do. And the slogan that I've heard since I've been a child, protect and serve. And it really means something, protect and serve. But what do we do when we kill each other? I can remember not too long ago, we had some situations in Anderson County. Since I lived there, I'm going to talk about Anderson. We've had some situations where there was several, it's like a few days of killings that took place. We rallied, had something at the Civic Center, you know, rallied together. Different pastors were doing their own thing. We even had a prayer vigil. We created a prayer. I was part of a group of people that created a prayer vigil. And then as we normally do, after we done that, nothing. After we done it, nothing. After we done it, no more conversations. We walk around now with our chest out. We get to tell people what we did. Get to tell people, we put that together. We coordinated that. We did that. Not knowing that it wasn't the first time that someone died. It wasn't the first time that an African-American died by the hands of another African-American. We've also been experiencing that for generations. Can I get an amen on that? For generations, we have been dealing with the problems that we face dealing with each other. And can I be honest with you? We always say this, and I mean, I'm being real today. The one conversation that white folk don't want to have with us is about racism, the issues of race. And one of the conversations we don't want to have with each other is about us killing us. Oh, yeah, we stay away from that one. We don't really talk about that one. We just wait for the next news of a tragic situation happening. We just wait till it comes around again, and then we'll mobilize. You know, reactive instead of proactive. That's what that is. It's reactive instead of proactive. It's reactive instead of proactive. Reactive instead of proactive. We'll wait till something happens again. We'll act shocked like we do. You know, oh, what? Are you serious? No way. Those were my reactions when I found out today. No way, you're kidding me. And then I said that I have to believe, 99% of me believes that had to be done by another African-American male or males or females. Somebody black. Let me say it that way. That way I'm not identifying anybody. And we can go back time and time and time and time again. For some reason, it becomes okay for us to kill us. You know what? Matter of fact, I believe that the news is set up now, and it's always been this way, to tell stories that will enlighten folk, but also get ratings. That's why police brutality is one that gets a lot of ratings, and the pandemic got a lot of ratings. But guess what? When we kill each other, it's become so normal, we're not newsworthy anymore. It's become so normal for us to kill each other that it's really not even newsworthy anymore. Who wants to talk about black folk killing black folk? That's what we do in our community. That's just who we are in our community. Hey, that's just a part of the norm. That's just like, you know, me not working or me not caring about taking care of my children. Those are the norms in our community. Fathers who don't take care of their kids. You know, fathers who don't have any time for their children. That's the norm in our neighborhood. Don't get mad at us. That's normal for us. We don't think twice about that. Hey, if a single mother out there doing what she have to do and the daddy ain't around, we're used to that conversation. We're not trying to do anything about that. 16 years old. Had a whole lot of life ahead of her. A whole lot of life ahead of her. Ashante Hester. Didn't know her. All I know is she's an African American, 16-year-old female who is dead. And it didn't have to be that way. There's no reason on God's green earth that we should be talking about this young sister in a story that she's gone. And the only news it's getting right now is locally. It won't make CNN, and if it do, I'll be shocked. It won't make the National News Network because it'll overshadow the pandemic. It'll overshadow the police killings. That 16-year-old life won't mean that much to these folk who want to report real news stories that everybody else is talking about. So I wanted to do it. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned something about this sister. Don't know her at all, except for she was one of God's creations. That's really all I needed to know. See, you don't have to really know somebody to already know she came from God, because he's in charge of creations, and so he made her. He allowed the process to happen for her to exist. That's really, you know, all I need to know, that she was a human being made in the image and likeness of God. And he put her here like he put us all here for a reason. And I don't believe the reason was for her to get a bullet in the head to die. I refuse to believe that. I just don't believe that. God don't put guns in people's hands to shoot other people. People do that. Matter of fact, Satan don't put guns in people's hands to shoot people. People do that. We spend our lives blaming everybody else for everything that we do. And we do that sometimes as a community too. And so I wonder how many of us will today or tomorrow start thinking about naming, like we can name all the people that have died in police custody. How many people will start naming all the people who have died by the hands of other African Americans? Is there a list of people that, like, we have all these folk that died in police custody? Is there a list of people that we can name, that we can memorize their names, that died in the hands of one of their own, that died in the hands of someone that looked just like them? Can we have that? Can we celebrate that? Can we lift up those names? Can we march and rally on those names? Can we have thousands of people get together and say, we're not going to take that anymore either? That can we say enough is enough of blacks killing blacks? Can we do that? No, Ramos, we can't do that because that's a part of the norm now. And if you think that way, that's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't know what I can do, but I got to do more. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it, but I got to try. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing about us killing us. I'm sick. I am honest to God sick of it, man. We got to do better. We're bandwagon people. We like to jump on the bandwagon of what everybody else is doing. And while we're on that bandwagon, we forget about the fact that there's some young brothers out there that need some attention. There's some young sisters out there that need some attention. They need to know what's right and they need to know what's wrong. They need to know what consequences are. They need to know what prison is like. They need to know. They need to hear some stories. They need to hear some real stories of what can happen to them if they slide and go the wrong way. And if they end up in the wrong hands. They need to know that they're valuable. They need to understand that that other person is valuable. They need to understand before you pick that gun up and shoot somebody, anybody, particularly anybody, that you're shooting somebody that God created, just like he created you. And why would you take that life from someone that hasn't done anything to you to call you to do so? I don't know. So today for me is another sad day. No police officer, just so you know, no police officer didn't put his knee on her neck. No police officer didn't shoot her in the back. No police officer didn't slam her to the ground. No, the police officer didn't tase her. No, none of that happened. There's a great possibility that one of our own, that's unfortunately statistically true in our neighborhood, that one of our own killed one of our own. And I hope that whoever listens to this podcast will call me up or reach out to me and say, let's do something. But we can't do something and then after that do nothing. We can't sit around and celebrate and want to pat each other on the back and then do nothing. There's got to be some programs that's got to be created. There's got to be some gathering together to say, hey, let's put something together. Let's get into these neighborhoods. Let's sacrifice our time for the sake of saving lives, our own. Let's sacrifice some time for the sake of saving our young brothers and our young sisters. Let's sacrifice some time. Here we are. We've been in a place for over 2 months where we couldn't really do nothing. And so we get out to kill people. That's what we were waiting on. I kept hoping and praying that, you know, maybe after the pandemic, people would do better. People would be better. People would think a little bit more clearly because, you know, our lives were being in jeopardy. Our lives, not by nobody killing, but just by something that we couldn't see that possibly could take us out of here. That maybe it would make us think about just how precious our life or our lives really are. I really was hoping that until I saw that police officer with his knee on that brother's neck and he was crying out for his mama. I had some hope that there was still a possibility that we could change until I heard just now that this 16-year-old Ashanti Hester were shot and killed. And now would it appear that we're right back to square one all over again. We're going around marching to everybody saying Black Lives Matter. Matter of fact, we get upset if somebody say All Lives Matter. Maybe we need to do this. Maybe we need to break this down in our black neighborhood. Let me see, can I help somebody here? Maybe we need to do it this way. Black kids matter. Black children matter. Young black girls matter. Young black boys matter. Black babies matter. Black mamas matter. Black daddies matter. Because maybe by just saying Black Lives Matter, maybe that's not enough for us. You know, we're detailed people. So maybe we need to do it that way. That black 16-year-old girl life mattered. Whether you knew her or not, her life mattered. I thought about for a second, what if I would have got that phone call and that would have been my daughter. After I would have got past the pain and the sadness, I would have had to eventually get to a